However, a safety issue. An additional inspection and maintenance of the pipeline is also scheduled for this fall, according to a letter Sulek received. What concerns Sulek is it took 17 days from when she first reported the problem on September 2nd to the receiving the letter on September 19th about planned work to be done on her property to permanently address the noise and vibrations. The planned work includes excavating a section of pipeline where the noise and vibration is happening, inspecting it, and either relocating or replacing that segment of the pipeline. Any new pipe installation will be coated to prevent corrosion. The sixth pipeline would be part of the newly proposed Penn East Pipeline project, which would also pass through her property, she said. Since the noise and the vibration began, Sulek said, she often thinks back to May when a natural gas pipeline explosion in Westmoreland County, PA, sent a man to the hospital. Damaged two homes, charred trees, and melted a road with an intense blaze, according to a report in the Pittsburgh Gazette. The pipeline in Westmoreland is owned by both Texas Eastern Transmission and Spectra Energy Partners, which also owns the pipelines on Sulek's property. Both are partners in the proposed Penn East Pipeline. Other partners in the Penn East project include NJR Pipeline Company, PSE&G Power, SJI Midstream, UGI Energy Services, and Southern Company Gas. The pipelines on Sulek's property were first installed in the 1950s, she said. Sulek said she still experiences occasional noise and vibrations at the site. It's located in the back of her property. It's something that also concerns her neighbor, Jacqueline Evans. We have families, young children, and farm animals, and we have to relentlessly call from place to place to get something done, said Evans. As much as Spectra says they care about us, it's empty words. We don't feel safe, unquote. The noise and vibrations on Sulek's property was first discovered on September 2nd. That day, Spectra sent out an inspector from the local transfer station located approximately 3 miles away on the report of a leak in the pipeline, but he didn't detect one. Over that weekend, Sulek, concerned about her safety and that of her family, also called the Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. The administration told her to call her local fire department, she said. The Sargentsville Fire Department came out but couldn't find the cause of the noise and the vibration. The fire department, which also did not detect any leak, instructed Sulek to contact Spectra for further inspections. Sulek also contacted the State Department of Transportation, but they provided no immediate answers, she said. Dr. Tullis Onstad, a professor of geosciences at Princeton, and a family friend also called Spectra, she said. So it was an ominous sign. It was very disconcerting that no one knew what they were doing. There was no protocol in place to find out what was going on. I've been here for 13 years, and I've never heard that noise before. My family and I could be blown up like what happened in Westmoreland. Only when a tragedy happens does anything get done. It was so disheartening and scary. Devin Hutzel, manager of stakeholder of outreach for Spectra, said first responders are equipped to handle emergencies involving gas pipelines. Hutzel said federal regulators require first responders to be mailed brochures on the location of the pipelines in their area and undergo training on how to properly respond to a pipeline emergency. Sargentsville Fire Chief Stephen Friedley said firefighters and emergency first responders get training annually on how to handle pipeline emergencies. He said firefighters responded to the Sulek property on September 4th and didn't find a leak or detect an odor of natural gas. We work closely with the pipeline companies, he said. If there was a leak, we would have known it right away. If there was any immediate danger or life of property, we would have notified Spectra immediately. Spectra came out again on the 9th and 13th when they found the root of the problem and stopped the noise and vibration. She was told that the problem was at transfer station and was caused by the pressure being too high in the pipeline. Pipe corrosion may have also been a factor, she said, officials told her. Waller said while it took time, Spectra was able to locate and address the problem. Gas pressure was too high and had to be decreased, he said. Waller explained that there was a slight problem with the flow of the natural gas, which isn't abnormal. Sulek said she feels there was a lack of proper protocol to address the problem, and that concerns her. It was absolutely scary to know that no one knew what was going on. Sulek said it took several days to finally get in contact with Waller, whom she said was very helpful once she got involved. But the fact it took so many phone calls to get Waller concerns her. Waller said she understands Sulek's concerns, but said Spectra responded immediately and worked until solution to the issue could be found. We support the community 100%. We'll do anything we can to make sure that we're supportive. We feel we were very responsive to Jerry. I spoke to her several times. I'm happy to talk to her again if she feels we weren't responsive.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Scores of world leaders gather to remember Shimon Peres at a funeral in Jerusalem.
Someone who wanted the best for all children. Yes, the Israeli children, but also the children of his neighbors in the larger world.
That's former President Clinton in his remarks at the funeral for the former Israeli Prime Minister and President who died a couple of days ago at the age of 93.
And always was in awe of his endless capacity to move beyond even the most crushing setbacks.
President Obama also delivering remarks at the funeral for the 93-year-old Perez, who died after suffering a stroke earlier this month. This is USA Radio News.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling.
Call 1-800-315-7780.
Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last.
Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Federal investigators now looking into the commuter train crash yesterday at a busy New Jersey terminal that left one woman killed by falling debris. Correspondent Ethan Harp reports.
Right now, the scene is quite chaotic.
The NTSB says investigators cannot get to the passenger cars yet because of the safety risk inside the damaged terminal. But they are able to get to crucial evidence, including video cameras.
So once we pull that, we'll have more information about the speed and braking and other issues.
New Jersey Senator Cory Booker tells us foul play is not suspected.
The conductor continues to cooperate. They've gone through the protocol of not only giving interviews, but also blood and breath tests.
Ethan Harp, Hoboken, New Jersey.
Seven U.S. military students from Afghanistan are missing from military bases here in the U.S. Officials saying they've all gone AWOL this month. The DOD, State Department, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement all looking for them now. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. So lock in this ultra-low rate before it goes back up. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Embarrassed is how White House spokesman Josh Earnest says members of Congress should feel about overriding President Obama's veto of a 9/11 Saudi bill. Here's more from Mark Mayfield.
In a briefing, Earnest noted reports of buyer's remorse among some lawmakers.
Members of Congress say and now publicly admit that they're deeply concerned about the impact that this bill will have on our national security, but yet they voted for it.
The measure allows 9/11 victims' families to sue Saudi Arabia in U.S. courts. The White House has long argued that the bill could prompt lawsuits against Americans overseas and acts of retaliation by foreign governments against U.S. soldiers.
Now being called a hero, it turns out it was a South Carolina firefighter who subdued the teenage suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Townville, South Carolina. The fire chief there, Billy McAdams, says firefighter Jamie Brock located the suspect while responding to the reports of a shooting at Townville Elementary School.
He immediately confronted and subdued that shooter. He was able to keep him on the ground until law enforcement could place him into custody.
Two students and a teacher wounded in the shooting by a 14-year-old suspect who also fatally shot his father before going to the school. And a Florida woman will pay $50,000 to punch a former pharmaceutical CEO in the face. She won the chance to pummel Martin Shkreli. He became notorious last year for raising the cost of an AIDS drug. He's trying to raise money for the family of a friend who recently died. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterton County area begins today with rainy skies, a chance of drizzle mainly before 1 p.m., high near 61. East winds between around 16 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, a chance of showers again, cloudy with a low around 57, and northeasterly winds around 10 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 67, the east winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour, the chance of precipitation is 60%. Saturday night, a chance of showers again, cloudy with a low around 58 degrees and northeasterly winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour, the chance of precipitation is 50%. Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Northeasterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming southeasterly in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. This continues into Sunday night with a chance of showers, mostly cloudy and a low around 57, and a 30% chance of precipitation. Monday, your work week continues with a chance of showers, but partly sunny skies and a high near 72. The chance of precipitation is 40%.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And you are listening to Hands Across Hunterton, Hunterton Helplines show here every Friday morning. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterton Helpline, your host of the show. And we are going to have a fantastic time today because one of my regulars, I'm going to call you a regular, Tracy, Tracy Heisler of Casa Shaw is here. And also one of the most incredible nonprofits in the area, truly affording children in need. Mentorship, guidance, but most important, guardianship to get them through some of the, what we take for granted, Tracy, correct?
Absolutely.
So tell us about Casa Shaw, because you cover Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties. You're all over the place.
We are, and it's a challenge but an opportunity at the same time to have such a large area of children that we work with. For those of you who aren't familiar with Casa Shaw, it stands for Court Appointed Special Advocates of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren counties. We utilize community volunteers that we screen, train, and supervise to act as advocates in court for children who have been abused or neglected and are living in the foster care system. Now, a lot of people have the misunderstanding that when you become a CASA that you are like a resource parent. You take these children to your home. That is not what this is. You're appointed by court order to a child or sibling group, and you monitor how that child is doing throughout their time in foster care. You gather information from their school, from their foster parents, their biological parents, their therapists, their daycare providers, and start to build a picture for the judge of how this child is doing. Are their behaviors okay? Are their grades okay? How are they dressing? How are they responding to the separation from their parents and oftentimes their siblings? And then the advocate develops a series of very targeted and individualized recommendations on behalf of this child to try to make sure that their needs are met while they're in care, while working towards the goal of moving them to a safe, loving, permanent family, whether that's their family of origin or adoption or with a relative.
Sounds like a really tall order, and I know that you've recently started a training for your volunteers, and you're always in need of volunteers. It's such important work, but you are really on top of this situation with this child from school, psychologically, again, the court issues that come up, and I am assuming that you're bridging the gap between parent and foster care. All of those really difficult paths to meander.
Absolutely. And if you think of your own family with your own children, how many needs that they have and how you as a parent work to make sure that those needs are met, whether it's school, personal, emotional, hygiene, enrichment. These are the kinds of things that our advocates are ensuring that these children have. Because let's face it, there's a lot of kids in the system. And a lot of times the individual child is lost and what they need. And having an advocate makes sure that they don't fall through the cracks.
So what do you tell someone who wants to volunteer? Should they be someone who's retired? Should they be somebody who has children? Does it really matter? Or just somebody who has a heart and is willing to commit?
A heart and a willing to commit. Our youngest advocates have been 21.
Great.
Our oldest advocates have been 84, I think was the oldest one from Bloomsbury.
That is awesome.
But the common thread among all of our advocates is that they are people with an abundance of good sense, with caring hearts, who really are concerned about the individual needs of these children. You have to be, as I said, at least 21, no criminal background. You got no child abuse history, anything like that. Not everyone who applies to become an advocate is accepted into our program. And it's not any kind of slam against people who aren't accepted in. It's a very specific skill set that we look for. You have to be objective. You have to be professional. You have to be able to have strong interpersonal skills where you work with all of these different stakeholders, from the child to the court and everybody in between. We ask for a 24-month commitment from our volunteers, which is a long time for a very difficult volunteer experience. There's a lot of driving that goes on. We have no control over where the children are placed, and yet the advocate still has to go to see them wherever it is that they happen to be. So we ask a great deal, and we know that. If there's anybody who's interested in becoming an advocate, we do ask that they come to an information session, find out everything that's required, ask their questions before they go through the process, because it is an arduous one.
And a good heart is wonderful, but you know, again, some of those other skill sets are so important because you are dealing with the life of a child. This isn't a social situation. This isn't to make them feel comfortable or take them out, you know, like a big brother, big sister situation. You're dealing with some heavy issues here.
And, yeah, I was going to say, and it's not just a child. It's a traumatized child who's a very specific kind of child with very specific needs. This is not like a big brother's, big sister's mentor kind of situation. We don't transport the children. We don't spend a great deal of time with them. While we visit with them every month and we lay eyes and make chat with them, make sure everything's okay, far more of the time is spent talking to all of the different people in that child's life, going through the DCP&P files, reviewing report cards and school needs, and then writing up reports for the judge.
We're going to take a short break. Be right back with Tracy to learn more about Casa Shaw and hopefully something that our listeners will feel motivated to volunteer. I can't say enough about the nonprofits, whether it's Helpline or Casa Shaw or Big Brothers and Sisters. We need your help. We run on volunteers. This is a heavy one, guys, but certainly, Tracy, what number to call for more information to see if it is a fit?
908-689-5515, or you can visit our website at www.casashaw.org. That's CASASHAW.org. There's a whole section on questions and answers, and volunteer application is there as well.
And we'll be right back with Tracy in a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big Z of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. We're always glad to be here between 10 and 11 Friday mornings. And of course, Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help. 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357 for any challenge whatsoever. Our 1-800 number is 272-4630. 1-800-272-4630. We can provide referrals, linkages, collaboration with other organizations to find the holistic solution you need for basic human needs, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, education. We are emergency shelter for both Somerset and Hunterdon counties when their doors close for the day or the weekend. And we are there to connect you in times of trouble, whether it's suicide prevention or simply an ear to listen to. So please give us a call. Again, 1-800-272-4630. We also have our own programs and services free to our clients for both seniors, persons with disabilities. We offer literacy services and instruction and work connectivity. So visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. HelplineHC, all one word, .org. We also have a community translation center. So if you need translation or help with this information in most any language, just again, give us a call and we will connect you with one of our many translators. We are sitting here talking with Tracy Heisler, Executive Director of Casa Shaw, and a most important organization for children, but for our future, because we all know that it's not about us. It's about who's coming next, what kind of environment they grow up in so that they can be successful, and certainly Casa Shaw provides that.
Yeah, I saw a quote the other day about the wise man plants trees not because of the shade that it will provide for him, but for those to come. And
it's a great quote.
I think it's a beautiful analogy for the work that we're doing here at CASA. Once a child is reunified or adopted and leaves the program, we don't see what happens later on, how they turn out in life as adults. But we're hoping that those seeds that we're planting that in the future are going to bring about a fundamental change in how they live their lives as adults. Traumatized children, unfortunately, grow up to be traumatized adults who raise more traumatized children. And our whole goal is to interrupt that cycle and to provide these kids with the tools that they need to be productive, happy, healthy adults who are raising happy, healthy, productive children.
And it works, because I know you have some incredible success stories. I know that you have a client who was in the program, went on to college, and is just an incredible citizen at this time after experiencing trauma in her lifetime. And thanks to Casa Shaw, is doing fantastic. So tell us a little bit about those success stories. I always like to get updated because, you know, sometimes it's a miserable world out there. That's I have to true. Say we see what's going on in the world, and I look to my colleagues for that uplifting moment, because I know that you do great work.
Thank you. Well, the young lady that you were referencing, we spoke about a few years ago, mm-hmm. who had gone into a criminal justice program, and she just graduated this summer. So, yay for her.
And I didn't even know that to ask, but she's really, after hearing about her the first time, she's always at the back of my mind. And when I see you, I always think of her, because, yep. you know, we want to see the difference that we make. And certainly she is illustrative of that.
Yes, she's graduated from college and now is looking forward to a career in law enforcement. And I just think that's brilliant. The statistics for kids in foster care aren't great. Only 50% will graduate from high school and less than 3% graduate from college. So she's really a kid who's beaten the odds. We started a few years ago this traveling tutor program because we saw that education deficits were a very real and present thing for kids in care, and we wanted to figure out how to address it. While we could find volunteer tutors at the colleges, transportation is a problem, confidentiality is a problem. Mm. And how do you get these services to kids? Because even private tutors, $50 an hour, who has the money for that? Resource parents certainly generally don't. So,
and neither do nonprofits. People, if you're listening, send your checks and donations, please.
Exactly. Well, we've partnered with the Children's Hope Initiative, which is a nonprofit in Somerset County, which donated initially $10,000 for this traveling tutor program, where we have people who are CASA volunteers, so we know them. They're screened. They know how to work with traumatized children, but they have educational backgrounds, and we've been able to pay them $25 an hour to go to these kids' houses and provide tutoring services as contractors. So they're not working actually as CASA volunteers, but that's the population of people that we're using.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a tremendous success. We're in our second full year of offering traveling tutoring services. None of our kids have had to repeat. Everybody has passed. We had one little girl who went from sixth grade to eighth grade. She'd been held back for two years.
Oh, my gosh.
And the tutor worked with her for 8 months, brought her up to grade level, and she went in with her peers into eighth grade.
She must have been ecstatic.
Absolutely. And if you think about not only the academic impacts of being held back, but the crushing social impacts.
Oh, my gosh.
At 14 years old of being
when
placed
other
with
things,
a class of 12
yeah,
year olds.
Really. And so many other things are crashing down around your head as a 14-year-old. When life is good and perfect, you know, which of course we know even in the best of families, nothing is perfect, but that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And I can't say enough. And our tutor, actually, her name is Patty Hernandez, and she lives here in Flemington, and she is sadly moving to Chicago, so we will be losing her. But kudos, shout out to Patty, who did such a fantastic job of working so diligently with this child.
That is wonderful. And by the way, Patty has also been a tutor for Helpline.
Has she? Oh, she's awesome. So double kudos, Patty.
Oh, actually, I think a friendly visitor. She's been a volunteer with us for in a lot of different ways. Yeah. So, yes, shout
she's
out to
great.
Patty.
But one of the other things that we have found with a lot of these kids is when they move so much, and with every move they lose, you know, some skills, they have to get back up to speed. And when you have the constant knockdown, you start feeling like you're not competent. You can't do it. You're not smart enough.
And who wants to get back up?
Exactly. So that's another place where the tutors have really been able to help, of encouraging kids one-on-one, of helping to build their skills so that they feel competent, and helping to find alternative strategies for them to learn. One of the things that we talk about in training is if you're a kid who's been abused, you're traumatized, you're constantly scanning your environment looking for danger. You're not thinking about how to do algebra. You can't run those dual processes in really an effective way, in the traditional way, oftentimes. So the tutors are finding really fantastic alternatives as a way to get to kids. Like, we have one who's obsessed with weather. So the tutor has been working on temperature differentials to get the kid to do math. We have another one who loves candy. So the tutor has been using money, letting the kid sort and count and buy using these coins to get Skittles. And so the kid's, you know, really
excited. It's about
excited.
What's important to you, of course.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
What's the hook? And my favorite was a tutor who was working with some kids in Somerset County who had a lot of ADHD, aggression kinds of issues, and had a really hard time in the classroom. They were brothers. So the tutor brought in Tai Chi as a way to calm and settle them. So the kids thought it was cool. Oh, we're going to do karate. But in reality, the tutor was finding a way for them to gain control over their minds, gain control over their fidgety bodies, and then sneak learning in those bits in between.
So it sounds like your tutors are incredibly creative people who are not just coming in with the books, but actually assessing the situation, the individual, for what it is, and what those very specific needs are, and customizing it.
Absolutely. Yep. And it's been fantastic. We have a tutor currently, she's actually also from here in Flemington, who has been working with a child and with the child's mom, because mom had never finished school and didn't feel competent to really assist with things like homework or or parent-teacher conferences and things like that. And the tutor has been finding projects for the child to do with the mom when the tutor's not there so that they can build that relationship but also help mom build her skill set so that she too feels competent. And it's just a fantastic thing to watch. I love reading the reports from the tutors of how they're doing.
That is incredible. Empowering, not just for your clients, but for those of us listening. We're going to take a short break and come right back with Tracy and more about Casa Shaw and hopefully how you can help as well. It is just, you know, one amazing story after the other, and I'm sure there's some not so great ones, but you know what? We've got to keep on plugging here to make a difference in this world. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A huge gathering of world leaders at Israel's National Cemetery in Jerusalem to remember Shimon Peres. And among the world leaders to eulogize the former Israeli president and prime minister who died a few days ago at the age of 93 was President Obama.
Shimon once said, "The message of the Jewish people to mankind is that faith and moral vision can triumph over all adversity."
Federal investigators studying a data recorder from a commuter train that overran its stop and jumped the tracks at a New Jersey station in Hoboken yesterday, leaving one person dead and scores of people injured.
Once the train hit the platform, it sounded like an explosion.
That man was on the train. This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Washing Machine.
Hi, it's Washing Machine. It's about, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. So, good news, bad news. First, I found your lost sock. Exciting! Also, I might have maybe flooded the whole basement. It's going to be pretty expensive. But hey, at least you got that sock!
Your washing machine won't pay for water damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Keep yourself and your wallet healthy with Wellness Plus with Plenty at Rite Aid. In addition to Plenty points, earn Wellness Plus points every time you shop. $1 spent on everyday items gets you 1 point, and get up to 25 points on every prescription you fill. When you've reached 1,000 Wellness Plus points, you'll get 20% off our regular prices for a year. And that's just one of the four ways to save. Now through October 1st, earn 1,000 Plenty points when you spend $30 on select P&G products. See RiteAid.com and circular for details.
The weather forecast today, it's raining. And it will continue to rain, mainly before 1 p.m. The high will be near 61 degrees. And the northeasterly winds around 16 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 80%. Tonight, a chance of showers, cloudy with a low around 57. Northeasterly winds around 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation is 50%. Saturday, showers likely, cloudy with a high near 67. And easterly winds between 8 and 10 miles per hour, the chance of precipitation is 60%. And that goes into Saturday evening, also with a chance of showers, but with a percentage of 50% being likely, cloudy with a low around 58. And northeasterly winds between 5 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, again, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, and a high near 72. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Northeasterly winds will be around 6 miles per hour. And the chance of showers goes into the evening with mostly cloudy skies, a low around 57, and the chance of precipitation 30%, which will continue into Monday with a chance of precipitation of 40%, but partly sunny skies and a high near 72 to start your work week. And we are back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show. Here I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Helpline, and your host every Friday morning between 10 and 11. Tracy Heisler of Casa Shaw has been with us this morning. She's the executive director of this fabulous organization, has been sharing with us some of the incredibly high points making a difference in children's lives. Tracy, you know, I have to say when I listen to the fact that, you know, all the things that the advocates do, from the court system to the school system, et cetera, from looking at the child and making sure that they have clothing, that they're eating properly, that there's no psychological things going on, and then with your tutor program and all this, these wonderful opportunities, again, to empower the child to be successful, I have to say something, because I think that we, I hate using the word society, but we always say, oh, children are resilient. And I'm tired of hearing that. I don't think children are resilient. I have four of my own, and things get them down. Bullying gets them down. Low grades in a very competitive school environment, which we have starting, you know, preschool, gets them down. There are stumbling blocks that we as parents unfortunately start putting in front of our children. Expectations, all kinds of roads that don't necessarily lead to success. And I don't think children are necessarily resilient. I'd like to think that adults really are or should be resilient only because they have a toolbox of opportunities to lift themselves up. But when you look at the adults that have been affected by the recession, people who used to be an executive and are now working at Home Depot just to make ends meet, we're hearing more about depression and suicide amongst white middle-aged men who, you know, in this country used to be the forebearers of success. Children are not resilient. They don't have that same toolbox. And we just can't think that they have it innately in them to rise above the things that unfortunately we do to them as adults.
And you co-opted my response because it was going to be children are resilient when they have the tools to be resilient. And that is one of the things that I think CASA is most valuable in, that we're assessing what is it that's missing that this child needs to help them get through what is undoubtedly the most traumatic event that many of them have experienced. And make no mistake, kids who experience abuse and neglect at home, of course, it's awful, it's traumatic. But just the very process of being removed from that home and being put into foster care is often equally traumatic.
Well, let's face it. We don't know what mom and dad are supposed to be like. We are given circumstances. We don't know they're supposed to be wonderful people. We don't know they're supposed to feed us. They're there and we rely upon them. So our assessment of them is based upon what they are, and we think that's the norm. So remove us from mommy and daddy, regardless of who or what they are, and we are being removed from our lifeline.
And it's not just mommy and daddy. It's the house. It's your siblings. It's your toys. It's your clothes. It's your school. It's your church if you go. It's your neighborhood. All of those things are suddenly taken. And for a kid, it can very much feel like a punishment and a very frightening experience. To me, that is the primary power of the CASA program, is that continuity of that engaged and caring adult in these kids' lives from the time that they are appointed until the child either goes home, is reunified, or is adopted or ages out of the system. Because no matter how many foster parents they get, no matter how many caseworkers they get, how many schools they attend, how many different attorneys they get, their CASA stays the same. And that becomes an anchor for these kids, of somebody that they recognize, somebody that they know they can trust, somebody that has their back. And when you're in this free fall situation of being removed from care, where suddenly everything is different And there's a lot of chaos that comes with that. And we protect kids, so we don't tell them what's going on. So now there's this information void as well. And they try to fill in the blanks of what they don't know with what they suppose maybe is real.
Could be a very dangerous thing.
Exactly.
So, and another thing that you just said, which I think goes back to we assume that a child is resilient. Many people will look at this situation and say, oh, but the child should know we're taking them out of a harmful situation, and isn't this great? We're putting them in an environment where there isn't abuse, et cetera, et cetera. This is great. Like, what's the problem? But you hit the nail on the head, I think, when you said they think it's a punishment. Because when you think about that list that you just gave, how do we punish our children? You can't play with Nintendo. The toy is taken away. You're not having dessert. The food is taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not going out with your friends. You can't sit and watch TV, go to your room. All of those things happen when you uproot that child. And we as adults are not savvy enough to understand we've just punished them tenfold.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's where I think having this connected relationship with an advocate who understands their history, who knows what has been tried, who knows what has failed and what has worked, can be a really integral part of maintaining some sense of stability and wholeness for these children until permanency is achieved. And that said, you know, while our mission is to advocate on behalf of these children, we also try to advocate where we can on behalf of the parents if we think it's going to benefit the child. So we'll look at what the circumstances are, talk to the parents, talk to people who know them, and find out what's missing in their lives that they aren't functioning as they need to as a parent, and try to get them those support services. And it's largely successful. Of the children that we have served over the last 10 years, only about 3.4% have come back into foster care over 10 years. That's a huge number of children who have achieved and maintained permanency.
And for more information, they are to call
908-689-5515 or visit the website at www.casashaw.org. We also have a pretty robust social media presence with Facebook and Twitter, so you can always find out not only upcoming events or things that are happening with CASA, but we also try to use that as a platform for education to talk about how to strengthen our parenting skills, how to help our neighbors who are struggling, how to intervene and feel like we're empowered to be able to take action if we see something that's off. Because really, child abuse and neglect continues because it's uncomfortable for us to see, and so we turn the eye. If you put it out there in the sunshine, it wouldn't remain.
Well, we're going to take a break, come back, and find out how you can support CASA Shaw because they're having an event tomorrow, as early as tomorrow. So we'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. the end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
It's Hands Across Hunterdon, Friday mornings, 10 to 11. I'm Susan Lax of Hunterdon Helpline, the host of the show. Tracy Heisler of Casa Shaw has been talking to us about the wonderful work that they do as advocates for children. And they need your support to continue this fantastic work. And they've got an event coming up tomorrow. It's not too late.
It's not. We actually had an invitation from the founder of New Jersey Fashion Week to do a children's fashion show.
Wow.
Which will be tomorrow at the People Care Center for Nonprofits in Bridgewater. It's 120 Findern Avenue. Tickets are $40. And there will be a little reception from 6 to 7. The show is from 7 to 9. And the same founder, a young woman named Donella Tillery, offered to do a fashion workshop for youth in 13 to 18 who are interested in a career in fashion. So if you have a kid that you have available today from 2:30 to 4:30, come to 120 Findern Avenue in Bridgewater. There's no fee with it. It's a free workshop, and so we'd be happy to see them.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting. We've been trying every year or two to partner with a corporate partner to try to put together some kind of career day opportunity so that kids in care and vulnerable kids can see what else is out there beyond, you know, this chaos that they're experiencing now, that there's more for them if we can get them through this part.
So again, tell us, how do they go to the fashion show tomorrow evening?
You can go to our website at www.casashaw.org and click on events, and there will be a tab for the children's fashion show. You can buy tickets right online.
Great. And the tickets are?
$40.
And can they do it at the door?
They can.
Okay. So it's nice and convenient. There's no excuse. And it's nice to see a children's fashion show for a change. We have a lot of fashion shows, but not children's fashion shows. And we just had a golf outing at a miniature golf.
Oh, fun. That's more
park.
My speed.
Yeah, really. There's so many golf outings. So it's nice to see a little variety and creativity. But that's wonderful and certainly apropos to Casa Shaw. And you also, I think, have a comedy night coming up.
We do. This is our sixth year, and our comedy night actually often sells out. It's a lot of fun. We have a really great producer who brings in comedians from the city who have are supporters of our program. So we get great talent to come and do this. So there's a sit-down dinner, a dessert, comedy night, and a cash bar. Tickets are $60, I think, for that one, and also online that you can get.
And where is that held?
That will be at the Somerville Elks Lodge in Bridgewater, and that is November 18th. And for any of you out there listening, seriously not one to be missed. You will side split. It's very fun.
And we could use some laughter. But say we can't go to the fashion show and we can't get to comedy night, how do we support you?
You can do any number of things. You can make a donation at our website. You can sign us up for a matching gift with your corporation. You can invite us to come and speak to your community group, to your lunch and learn at work, to your faith organization, to talk about child abuse and neglect and what it looks like in our community. As you know, Susan and I were talking offline about child abuse and neglect that happens in our community and people don't call. We want you to understand that this happens every day in your neighborhood.
In your neighborhood. You can live in the best neighborhood, quote unquote, the McMansion, in your neighborhood.
And that doesn't mean that you can't pick up the phone to call when you see something is wrong. Part of the reason that child abuse and neglect continues as it does is because it's kept in the dark. It's considered a family thing, and we don't want to get involved in family things. But sometimes families aren't healthy, and they need help. And it's not a horrible thing to tell on someone for child abuse and neglect, because you're affording them the opportunity to short-circuit this cycle, to stop being that traumatized adult who's raised a traumatized child who's going to raise another traumatized child. Let's stop the cycle now, get help for these families, and move forward in a healthy way.
And I think that we should also point out that the abuser oftentimes doesn't want to abuse, but has learned behaviors.
Absolutely.
And doesn't have the knowledge or the avenues. And while there's a stigma about it, is embarrassed and afraid to seek help. And I think it's something that we need to tell society. We don't offer parenting classes. We're thrown into parenthood. We don't acknowledge postpartum depression. We just don't educate ourselves in terms of what this little bundle of joy is all about. And it's not always a bundle of joy. And there's nothing wrong with saying that when a baby's colicky, this is going to be a trying time. So let's give you some, again, going back to that toolbox, some tools to address it, to confront it, to make yourself the better person. Know when you need to get out of the house, or you need a date night, or so many of the stressors and the triggers and all that psychological stuff is true, no matter what you call it. And I just, you know, wish people realized before it's too late that it's okay to have difficulty, that, you know, even when you take that baby home for the first time, how to give it a bath can be overwhelming. But we say, gee, we call up and we say, Mom, you know, I don't know what the heck I'm doing. Help. You know, or we go to a parenting class for bathing a child, you know, at the hospital before we leave. We're not given robust education on how to really deal with some of the things that can hurt us as parents and truly affect the future of our children and hurt them both physically and mentally. And we just take that for granted. And, you know, my children have been the most not just important part of my life, but education-wise, probably the most difficult, you know, the really requires hands, no pun intended, but hands on knowledge and experience. And suddenly, you know, you have it. Even now, I'm not telling you how old they are now, because you'll know how old I am. But even now, you know, they're always your babies. They're always your children. You're always seeking ways to improve their lives, to help them. And yet, again, that toolbox is empty. It's not like we got our master's in a particular field at school and we are equipped to do our job in that arena. We're not equipped as parents. We truly aren't. And as you said, if there's a cycle, you can't call up mom and say, how do I deal with this in a sane, rational fashion?
Right. And I couldn't have said it better. And it's in that moment when it's really, really hard that you don't have the toolkit. And that's when child abuse and neglect happens. And it's important for people to understand 99.9% of the families that we see love their kids. And 99.9% of those kids love their parents. But they don't have the resources that they need. So I don't view this as a punishment. I view it as an opportunity. And there's a great deal of shame attached to having a child.